Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, so that they too may be consecrated in truth. I pray not only for these, but also for those who through their teaching will come to believe in me. May they all be one, just as, Father, you are in me, and I am in you, so that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one. With me in them and you in me, may they be so perfected in unity that the world will recognize that it was you who sent me and that you have loved them as you have loved me.
The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, God really has one job description. It's always how to make one out of many. How to make one out of two or three. We seem to prefer our separateness, our dividedness. And so we define reality by class and artificial distinctions. The ego self, the separate self, is formed, I'm going to quote myself from Immortal Diamond, is formed, this guy really knows what he's talking about. Isn't that terrible? And I say, the ego or the false self or the separate self, you can somewhat use them interchangeably, are formed by four, maybe five major splits from reality. First of all, we split from our shadow self and pretend to be an idealized self. We all do that. We spend the rest of our life shadow boxing, trying to recover that part of ourself that we've rejected. And the irony is, in that struggle, the human personality is created in all of its truth. You can tell someone who has never done any shadow boxing. They're the kind of people you probably say, there's something unreal about him. Or you might even say, I can't take him seriously. There seems to be nothing there, nothing you can grab onto or engage with. The false self does show itself as false. And ironically, the true self is come to by engaging with the shadow, the struggle to overcome it, to recognize it, and to learn from it. That creates the human personality in all of its wonder. Secondly, and here's where our Buddhist friends have taught us so much, we split our mind from our body and our soul, and we live in our minds. This has increased exponentially in the last 300, 400 years, where we think the self is the mental self. I think, therefore I am. Thirdly, we split life from death. This is what Jesus tried to put together. And that's why Christians recite this phrase that you might have heard so often you don't take seriously. We're saved by the death and resurrection of Christ. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. The important word is and. Can you put death and resurrection together in the same mouthful? That they are not opposites. Everything in the self, as you have known yourself, wants to avoid the dying and preserve the rising. And what Jesus dares to tell us is they are not two. They are not two. They are one. What consolation that gives you when your partner dies, your dog dies, your children die, when anything dies. To believe that death is not the ending, but the changing. That's the great leap of faith. The fourth split, we split ourselves from other selves and try to live apart, superior, and separate. And that other self includes the one we call the great self, the God self. That's pretty much the task of the whole of life, too. To not take this identity in its present form as if it exists apart from you, apart from the past, apart from others, and even apart from God. So the work of God really is oneing reality, putting back together what we have separated. And we don't want to say, I think we partially alluded to this in our panel, that the separating is wrong. I think it has to be done unto us, and then we beat ourselves out of this paper bag. And that struggle is the human struggle. But make sure you learn the lesson. And when someone else draws sympathy from you or compassion from you, that's a little bit overcoming the barrier, overcoming the split. But our job is to allow it, to say, this is the truth. Why do I feel sympathy for this person? And if you cut it off by some idle explanation, well, they don't deserve it. They don't work hard enough. They're not my kind of people. You learn nothing from it. So when that tug comes at your heart or your mind or your soul that wants to bring you into simpatico, empathy, connection, don't resist it by some heady explanation. I found myself doing it more than once with homeless people on the street. I want to avoid the intimate moment, and I create quickly in my head a reason why, no, he's going to use it on booze, you know. I'm back into my separate self. And, you know, I'm not saying you got to give something every time, but you better not let your heart be hardened. Because the hardening of the heart and your quick mental explanation of why he or she doesn't deserve it, and you deserve to maintain your boundaries, that's the problem. So everything is an invitation to overcome this illusion of separateness and to let the shadow teach us. Not to hate the shadow, but to let it be your teacher. And that's what we call shadow boxing. So I hope that's been our message the whole weekend. I think the two lovely women teachers said it in more genteel ways than I do, but we thank them for it. And again, we pray that whatever has been offered us, you might be able to receive and you might be able to take home. I was glad, Mirabai, when you introduced in your final talk this morning the fourth up that I hadn't emphasized. We talked about cleaning up, growing up, waking up, but only you introduced the fourth, showing up. That's the 12th step. In 12-step work. Now you have to leave here and show up somewhere with this enlightenment in some new situation. If there's no showing up in the days or weeks ahead with a new self, I'd be willing to bet you won't have it long yourself. The irony is in the giving away, you receive it. An electrician wrote me a few months ago and said, Richard, you do know that most electricity is alternating current, and it has to flow in both directions to flow at all. And I think that's a pretty good metaphor for what we're talking about here. It's been flowing towards you, I hope, for 3 days by beautiful people like this and teachers like Mirabai and Reverend Angel. But now, if it doesn't flow out of you, you've killed it. You've killed it. You're not going to receive it at any depth or in any new way unless there's concrete ways you remain in the circuit. It's a circuit. So we want you, we know you've already cleaned up. We hope you grew up, maybe a little bit awakened you, but now we invite you also to show up.